Ladies and gentlemen, the Kinmedia is now admitting that there's always been rampant corruption in Ukraine. It's the NPR, it's the Associated Press. Corruption concerns involving Ukraine are revived as the war with Russia drags on. So Americans have, for the most part, lost all interest in Ukraine, if they had any from the beginning. Most of that interest was just drummed up by the media, by Hollywood, by all the propaganda. But it has since gone away now that other issues have taken the forefront. But aside from the corruption in Ukraine and the biolabs and the Biden crime family and the proxy groups and the black market for weapons and the money laundering and everything, there's something else developing that the media doesn't want you to see. And that's what Russia is trying to tell the world about the American media and about the current Biden administration. They don't want you to see this, folks. So we're going to show it to you. This is a report from RT and a member of top-ranking Russian military is basically telling you the truth about what's going on with U.S. leadership and the war in Ukraine in clip 14.
United States, in particular the investment fund Rosemont Seneca, which is headed by Hunter Biden.
Rosemont Seneca Partners is the firm tied to Hunter Biden, the U.S. president's son. And the Russian Defense Ministry is listing financial entities that are involved in these bio labs in Ukraine. Now, they also listed George Soros' Open Society Institute and the Open Society Foundations, which are also involved with them, and as well as the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine and the Ministry of Health of Ukraine and the U.S. Department of Threat Reduction. All of them seem to be tied in with these bio labs. And it appears that that Rosemont Seneca Partners, the reason that they would be involved is because they have a relationship with Metabiota and Black & Veatch, which are main suppliers of Pentagon bio lab materials. Now, Moscow is also coming forward and saying that it appears these bio labs are connected with institutions and research organizations that are related to nuclear missiles. This is what was said.
The scale of the program is impressive. In addition to the military, the U.S. agencies for international development, the George Soros Foundation, and the Center for Disease Prevention Control are directly involved in its implementation. Scientific supervision is carried out by leading research organizations, including the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which developed nuclear weapons as part of the Manhattan Project. All these activities are carried out under the full control of the Pentagon.
Now, the over 30 biolabs are accused by Russia of being involved in weapons development and trying to develop biological weapons. Now, the USA denies this and insists they are simply research facilities. And we did hear acknowledgement of these facilities' existence from U.S. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland.
Ukraine has biological research facilities. We are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
The fact that that she expressed this concern about their possibly getting into the hands.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have another clip from Putin that just fell through the cracks because I've got 30 clips on my list today and 30 stacks of news. And I completely blew it because I had the stack of Putin saying, I had the news clip of Putin saying the exact same thing. So I'm going to get that clip. I blew it. I was supposed to have it right now and I don't. So I just swung and missed bigly. So I apologize for that. But we're going to get that clip and I'm going to come back and I'm going to play that clip. The story is this. The U.S. media is corrupt. The U.S. political class is totally corrupt. And Russia is just being honest about it and telling you what it is. Now, is that an endorsement of Russia? No. If Vladimir Putin or Russian military leadership or Russian news is telling the truth, they're telling the truth, whether they're the good guys or the bad guys. Our media are the ones that are lying. Our politicians are the ones that are lying. They're the ones starting the war with Russia, and Russia saying, hey, let's not get into a nuclear conflict. Let's admit that your politicians are bad, too.
you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. It's my life in a box in front of me. Take it off in my arms is the soul of me. You walk by, as you see me lay face down.
So you just saw the clip of Russian media and Russian military talking about the U.S. biolabs, Biden crime family investments in Ukraine, involvement with the biolabs. And now here is a translation of a recent speech from Vladimir Putin. Again, just telling you the truth, whether you think Putin is good or bad, he is telling the truth about the U.S. media and the U.S. politicians. Here is that clip. So do not shift the blame on us and do not accuse our country of everything that goes wrong in your country. I want ordinary Western people to hear me too. You are being persistently told that your current difficulties are the result of Russia's hostile actions and that you have to pay for the efforts to counter the alleged Russian threat from your own pockets. All of that is a lie. The truth is that the problems faced by millions of people in the West are the result of many years of actions by the ruling elite of your respective countries. Their mistakes and short-sighted policies and ambitions. These elite is not thinking about how to improve the lives of their citizens in Western countries. They are obsessed with their own self-serving interest and super profits. This can be seen in the data provided by international organizations, which clearly show that social problems, even in the leading Western countries, have exacerbated in recent years. That inequality and the gap between the rich and the poor is widening, and racial ethnic conflicts are making themselves felt. The myth of Western welfare society, the so-called golden billion, is crumbling. To reiterate, the whole planet is now paying for the West's ambitions and the West's attempts to maintain its elusive dominance by any means possible. Now, you could sit there and say, hey, well, you know, that's Vladimir Putin, who's currently in a position of an adversary of the U.S., bashing the U.S., don't you have to take a look at that with perhaps a little bit of a that's Russian propaganda approach? Sure, but he's right. Maybe Russia does want the West weaker. But see, if Russia wanted the West weaker, if Putin wanted the West weaker, why wouldn't he just let our elites continue to do what they're going to do? Because Putin understands that the Western elites are psychotic and are either going to start a World War III type scenario, or they're going to continue to shut off power, shut off gas in this great reset world population control agenda, which Putin knows he can probably stave off Russia as long as he possibly can, but that's not going to be able to last forever. Because we are in a global economy, and so if the West collapses, China and India and Russia could probably rise from the ashes of it all, but if the West collapses, it's going to be felt around the world, and it already is. And that's why there's protests everywhere. Sri Lanka Ecuador's out of control. Panama's out of control. You've seen the protests across Europe. I mean, where else? I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. I can't even keep track of it all. It's everywhere. So it's just a shame to have world leaders that are trying to warn Americans in the West the truth of what's going on, and they instead get attacked by our media and attacked by our politicians, because it's our media and our politicians that are the criminals. It's really sad. It truly is sad, isn't it? And as if anything that Putin or RT says is not a well-known fact. Like, it's not a well-known fact that the Bidens were doing business in Ukraine. Like, it's not a well-known fact that the U.S. had biolabs in Ukraine. Like, it's not a well-known fact that the Western elite are out of control. But see, now that it's the liberals that feel like they're dominating, now that it's the liberal New World Order, now that they feel like they're on top, they love it now. They love it, the elitist now. They love dominating culture now. They love being tyrants now. They love mandates now. They love war now. Now, I've got a stack of COVID news, vaccine news. I've got a stack of the leftist culture news. Everything's gay. Everything's trans. It's great. It's for your kids. I've got a bunch of political news developing as well. Steve Bannon, he's not going to be put in jail immediately, but found guilty. Two counts, contempt of Congress. So, you know, Democrats can just make a false committee and then just subpoena whoever they want, indict whoever they want. And if you don't play games with them, then you go to jail. See, they're tyrants now. It's the Democrat Party. We didn't get rid of them when we had the Lincoln Republicans and abolition. We didn't get rid of them. We let them stick around. So now here they are again, rearing their ugly head. Here they come again. Here come those dastardly Democrats again, arresting their political opposition, censoring their political opposition, lying and physically attacking their political opposition. We should have gotten rid of this scourge decades ago. We should have gotten rid of this cancer decades ago. But the Democrat Party rears its ugly head again. By the way, Biden's approval ratings. I've got the latest approval rating right here in front of me. Biden's job approval rating hits 36% today. Donald Trump's lowest was 37%. And you consider the fact that Biden has everyone hyping him up. Biden has everyone hyping him up. He's the greatest thing ever, covering up how much of a disaster he's been, and always attacking Donald Trump, telling you how bad he is. And now Biden's job approval rating worse than Donald Trump. Another poll from CBS. The top priority right now, or the two top worries rather, are inflation and economy, is what 80 and 82% of Americans say is their top priority in a CBS poll. And do you know what the lowest priority on the list of options was? January 6th. January 6th. Right behind COVID and climate change and Ukraine and abortion. Isn't that funny? And it's really not even close. I mean, if you just look at this list and you say, okay, there's 10 options on this list, and what are the top five and what are the low five? The top five are all conservative priorities: inflation, economy, crime, gun policy, immigration. And considering the results of this poll, I think the gun policy is a pro-gun thing and the immigration thing is a close-the-borders thing. I think that's what the numbers bear out here. But then what are the lowest interests? Abortion, Ukraine, climate change, COVID, and then January 6th. Everything that the left talks about, everything that the left is obsessed over, everything the Democrats want you to be obsessed with are the lowest priorities that every American has. Hey, but 81 million votes for old Joe. No, I don't think there's enough Brain Force Ultra on the planet to get that guy to think clearly. I don't. He could dive into a pool of Brain Force Ultra and drink his way out of it, and I don't think that would help him. No. No, I think his brain is broke. But he's got cancer and COVID, apparently. But he's working hard and he's fine. He's doing just great. All right, Hotep Jesus joins us on the other side of this break. We got a bunch of topics to talk to him about. I'm also going to be joined by journalist Kristen Harris, who has some exclusive news on some Antifa gang members, as well as some footage exonerating January 6th defendants. So we'll have that coming up. But folks, do remember InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know, BrainForce Ultra might be Joe Biden's only hope. That's what I take every day. I take a gulp of this BrainForce Ultra every day before I go on air. Make sure I have focused energy, mental clarity, and that I can do a three-hour transmission. But see, I took it a little late today, so I made that mistake in the first segment. See, I should have taken it sooner.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials: storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
New York Times defends January 6th provocateur Ray Epps as, quote, a victim of conspiracy theory. That's right. How dare you smear this upstanding domestic terrorist as an FBI agent? The New York Times wants you to know this man is not an FBI agent. How dare you float that conspiracy theory? Not a single story in the New York Times about the people who have been in solitary confinement for a year for doing less than Ray Epps. Who's the real victim here? Who do they really care about? Who is the victim of the conspiracy theory? The conspiracy theory on, you know, evidence right now is the January 6th conspiracy committee, who is desperately trying to draw lines between people that aren't connected and show evidence of collusion that didn't take place and establish a narrative of a conspiracy between the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and Donald Trump and probably Vladimir Putin. They're the conspiracy theorists, and they aren't just ruining people's lives. They are killing people. People have committed suicide because of their actions. People have been incredibly injured and developed sicknesses in prison, being kept behind bars for a year without trial based on their conspiracy theory. So again, it's something beyond hypocrisy. It's just something like unrepentant evil that we're dealing with here. To me, the biggest evidence that Ray Epps is in fact a federal agent is that the New York Times wrote an article defending him. I mean, come on, guys. Come on, folks. Like, the deep state, it's getting a little sloppy. It's getting a little desperate.
This is the work of a junior propagandist.
Yeah,
New York Times has had to fire so many of their other writers.
Yeah, deep state agent in training. Please show deference. It's just incredible.
You can watch this video in its entirety right now at band.video.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. We are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today, TheIronPatriot.com, and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got Hotep Jesus in town here. He's come in town for Alex's War. It's going to be so great to go to the premiere tomorrow. I've already seen the movie, so I'm really more excited about meeting great people like Hotep Jesus and all the other people that are coming to town. So we're sitting here talking in the break. He was on with Alex earlier. I said, hey, let's talk about some new topics. Like, for example, we have Democrats running around calling for gun control in response to a mass shooting. And I really think this is, it's so key, and I know that you probably hit on this with your audience. I don't even know exactly your political stance on the Second Amendment. I can guess because you're a common sense person. But it's like, oh, what are we going to do about mass shootings? Mass shooting just stopped at an Indiana mall. Mass shooting just stopped at a high school. It's like, we have the answer. We know it. There it is. Like, dang, that's really unfortunate, but hey, thank you, God, we know the answer. As if we didn't. Look, a mass shooter was stopped by a gunman, and then Democrats want to blame the gun. They want to end the Second Amendment. How do people not see through that? How do we break through that?
I say arm everybody. From grandma down to little Pete.
I don't disagree.
Give them a gun.
No one's going to be a mass shooter because they know they're going to get shot.
Nobody. The majority of these mass shootings happen because people know they can get away with it. These cowards would not go and, for example, if you want to kill people, just sign up for the army. It's very simple, right?
I think a lot of people do sign up for that reason.
There are a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the best place to channel that energy. But these mass shooters, they're a bunch of punks. They've been picked on, you know, whoever, what else. In fact, I would have to venture to say that these communist tactics that divide the family, right? Well, what do you think it creates? It creates mass shooters. When you live in a society full of anxiety and depression, everybody's doped up on meds and arguing over who's going to smoke, you know, Hunter Biden's crack rocks with them. Of course, you're going to have some mass shooters.
But, you know, we just found out, the big study just came out. I may have it on my desk. I got it right here, actually. Depression is not caused by chemical imbalance. And I'm sure that you've seen that article from, the interview with Tom Cruise and Matt Lauer. By the way, where'd Matt Lauer go? Are there any women locked in his closet, or did that thing end? But it was Tom Cruise, and he was getting upset with Matt Lauer. He was saying, you know, depression is not a chemical imbalance. And at the time they said, wow, look at Tom Cruise. He's crazy. Well, now these new science magazines are coming out saying depression is not caused by chemical imbalance. So they've been putting these boys on pills to address a chemical imbalance that was never even there.
So what are they blaming this stuff on if it's not a chemical imbalance? I know for a fact, right, when you dealing with serotonin and dopamine, these are chemicals in the brain that create happiness. You cannot create happiness without having some sort of chemical reaction. So I'm not too sure what Tom Cruise is talking about. It might be too much Top Gun for him. Maybe he getting old. And I'm not too sure about this article, but I can say if we look at how they handled the pandemic, masked everybody up, quarantined everybody, took away their rights, of course you're going to have an exacerbation of anxiety and depression. I wrote on menofwater.com, I said everybody has a mental disorder. It just depends on how able you are to deal with it.
Or everybody has anxiety. Like, you don't think people have anxiety?
Of course, we all do.
Exactly. What do you, anxiety, it's part of life.
Every time I go on Joe Rogan, I'm dealing with anxiety. I want to just kill myself.
That's not a mental disorder.
No,
that's just the human experience.
That's the human experience. Absolutely. And so, you get so nervous. Like when I went on Joe Rogan, I was so nervous, right? But you have to learn to deal with these emotions. We all got mental disorders. I'm a little retarded, like Alex Jones said before. We're all a little wacky, you know, but the thing is, there's not a lot of outlets for people to even resolve that situation. And then the communists aren't going to give you that. They're going to say it's got to be subsidized by the government. And then subsidized by the government, you get some half-ass therapist who doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And then the problem's all over again.
And what I believe is happening, too, is with a lot of these leftist doctors, they're very feminist oriented. They're very anti-man. So they get a little boy that comes in there and they think, this is a toxic man. This is a toxic male. I need to pump them full of these drugs. I need to pump them full of these SSRI drugs. And then the next thing you know, they get bombed out of their mind. And then, God forbid, one of them. I mean, all these mass shooters look the same. Malnourished and pill-headed out of their brain.
I said on Joe Rogan, I said the key to happiness is starting out with a good workout.
It's not a bad way.
You know,
get some sun.
I got a lot of Indian people by me. I don't know what it is, but everywhere they go, they walk everywhere. Every day they take a long-ass walk. It must be working.
It works for Northern Europeans that just ride bikes everywhere. By the way, none of them are fat.
This is true. I went to Africa, and there were no fat people there. Okay? And no starvation jokes. But literally,
I swear, not one came into my head. It didn't happen.
There was one dude who had a big belly, and he was the one that worked very closely to the corporations. Everybody else was in shape. I saw dudes doing backflips and handstands on the beach, stuff I've never even seen before. There's physically fit people. What is it about America that everybody's fat and obese and just out of shape?
You know, I think that the biggest causes are honestly people are not eating healthy. Because yes. Even if you don't get, I mean, the recommended amount is 30 minutes of exercise a day. Even if you don't get that, but if you're at least eating healthy and just walking a little bit in your house or playing with your kids, or maybe you get out and swim once a week or play golf once a week, you're not going to be obese. But it's people that are just tired from work or lazy, quite frankly, and they just don't, it doesn't even, you might not even eat much, but if you're eating the wrong thing, you're going to end up fat.
Yeah, I would venture to say that people aren't spending enough time with their kids. Because if you spend time with your kids, you're going to be out of breath.
Yeah, you're going to get a little workout and lifting them up and down and everything.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get yourself a workout. They're running around. You know, they want to go outside. They want to do this and that. I know. So if you are having problems with your health, spend some more time. You know what's really causing anxiety and depression? Twitter. Nothing's going to cause anxiety and depression like a tweet or like comparing yourself to other people on Instagram. Facebook. Or you say the wrong thing, and now you're attacked by a mob of fake bots, trolls, and leftists. Literally, the left literally creates the space and room and the perfect environment, the petri dish for anxiety and depression in everything they do. People are anxious just to get online. Oh, I can't say this. I might get fired. I can't say this. I might get kicked out of school. I can't say this. I won't be invited back for the family dinner. I can't say this. Like, I was just talking to a friend. Lost a friend because they voted for Trump.
Like, your friend voted for Trump and now their other friends don't want to see them anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of that. And that's a new thing. I mean, even as, you know, it's not like a polarized America is necessarily a new thing. Obviously, this is worse than ever. But, you know, when you speak about the Twitter and the anxiousness on the social media, first of all, people don't even realize that most of those accounts are fake. They're just either bots or just fake accounts. And then are you familiar with the guerrilla mindset, Mike Cernovich? Are you aware of this? Well, it kind of takes, to me, what social media platforms have done is they've taken the already kind of popularity, cultural context that exists in your high school years with teen angst and stuff like that. That's natural, but is usually gone by college or by the time you're, you know, in college or out of college. And it's taken that and it's amplified it. And it's turned the focus onto everybody who would be the one that makes everyone jealous in high school, or the one that, oh, look at how great his life is or her life is. And now you're seeing it in just all these people on the internet, and you forget about your own life. And absolutely, you just think about, and so of course that's going to cause anxiety. Wow, we're tackling all the problems. That was only 10 minutes into the interview we have today with Hotep Jesus. We've covered a lot of ground. We're going to come back and cover a lot more when we get back. No starvation jokes, not a single one. I don't want to hear it.
Our mission here at InfoWars is very, very simple. Promote freedom, promote justice, expose the globalist, stop the New World Order. And to do that, we've got to have funds to operate. So we have a very simple rule. Sell people high-quality products that really work for them well so they come back and buy them again so we can stay on air and continue to battle Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. And InfoWars viewers have done a great job doing that. Well, going back over a year ago, we began to develop with some of the top firms and labs in the U.S. a new line of products called X7. And the first of those products has now finally come in, sourced with only the highest quality concentrated ingredients. The first in the new line of X7 products is Diet Force. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you that the product is proprietary and that we invented it. We didn't. In fact, most InfoWars Live products are reverse engineered from already best-selling products out there. We just up the quality and the concentrated ingredients that are in it. And boy, have we done that with X7. You got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Diet Force from X7 and look at the ingredients that are in it. They naturally help up your metabolism and help you lose weight in a healthy way. There are other diet pills out there that make you lose weight, but they're not healthy for you. This system is extremely healthy and it really works. I'm still somewhat overweight, but I've lost almost 40 pounds in just the last 3 months, just off the samples of Diet Force that came in. But finally, last week, the truck came in, made right here in America, of 10,000 bottles of introductory Diet Force at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. So now, Diet Force is an amazing product. It funds the InfoWar and helps me lose weight. Find yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible compound that God gave us. For thousands of years in India and around the world, they've known that it does incredible things for people's stamina, their energy, their libido, their immune systems, everything. And the average turmeric that's sold in stores is just raw turmeric. It's about 5% curcuminoid that is the active ingredient in turmeric. So about 4 years ago, I reached out to some of the top labs in the U.S. and I said, what is the strongest turmeric? I want that. They came back. It's 30%. It's 20%. It's 40%. One big top lab said, we're 75% curcuminoid. And we said, well, can you not go higher? And they said, no. No one's ever gone above 75%. And I said, but that's the active ingredient. They said, yeah. I said, how much more money is it to do that? They said, a couple dollars a bottle. And I said, what's the highest level extract of turmeric concentrate you can do? And they said, we think we do about 90%. They came back a month later and they said, we have lab tested. We have the studies. 95% curcuminoid. This is the strongest turmeric on the planet. And it's got a bunch of other key natural compounds and enzymes that help the body upload it and supercharge it. You want to boost your immune system? You want to boost your stamina, your libido? You want to have massive inflammation reduction? This is it. My wife plays a lot of tennis, lifts a lot of weights. She gets aches and pains. She takes turmeric for pain. She took this and said, why is this weaker than my regular turmeric, but works better? I said, because it's raw turmeric, higher milligram, not concentrated turmeric. It blew her away. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock exclusively at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience true curcuminoid power at InfoWarsStore.com and keep InfoWars on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're back live here at Hotep Jesus in studio. And we're talking about everything. We're just talking about everything. And we were going somewhere in the last segment. And then you found this in my news stack. We were talking about how social media is, I mean, I can't even imagine the youth. I mean, I'm 33. I was kind of on the precipice with school and social media, but it was, you know, it wasn't what it is now. We still went out. Like, I still had a bike as a kid. We would still get in our cars, go drive somewhere and drink a six-pack of beer. I just don't even think that goes on. I think everybody's on Instagram. Everyone's on the internet. And when you live in a fake world, you're being set up to have mental problems. You're being set up for constant anxiety when you're staring at the fake world all day.
When you're in a fake world, you yourself become fake. People are fake. They communicate through artificial means of communication, such as emails, texts, etc. You know, you have some situations where a friend told me that he had communicated with a girl online via Instagram. They'd never spoken on a phone or anything. And
he is assuming at this point that's who he's speaking to.
Well, he flew her out.
Okay, so he gets to meet her now.
He meets her. He bangs and everything's great, all that. But, however, imagine that. Like, that was unheard of back in my day. Like, you had to have a couple of conversations with a woman on the phone, let her fill you out, make sure you're not crazy. Nowadays, they're just looking at your Instagram account, pre-approving you like a mortgage loan, and going, okay, yeah, I don't need to actually speak to this person. I don't need to actually know this person.
Well, that's Instagram. I mean, they have just full-on dating apps where that's the entire purpose, is you just flip through the pictures and say yes or no.
Right. So what does that bode for our society? Well, basically what you're going to have is a bunch of people running around who do not know how to communicate. I'm telling you right now, people don't know how to communicate. If it's not through text, they do not know how to communicate.
You know, and because I never thought of it like that, but when I apply that to my experience lately with the service industry, restaurants, and just in general in the service industry, I've always wondered, like, what has happened to service? But now you say that, I'm thinking, wow, so much of it is bad communication. And it's almost like there's this weird thing where there's no emotion in it.
There's no emotion.
And I guess that's because when you're sitting here like this, you don't really have to show emotion, right?
You just type LOL with a blank face.
Yeah, or you send an emoji. But I guess they're losing that realization that, hey, there's part of this communication process is the emotion.
My generation is probably the last of it. I was a waiter at a bunch of different restaurants. I was an amazing waiter. The only waitress I've had in the past 10 years that was any good was an older white woman, and I want to say she was probably my age. Phenomenal. Very pleasant, cordial, on top of her job. Oh, I had another lady recently. Oh, at the airport. Older woman. She's probably 50 or 60. Phenomenal attitude. Anybody below that cutoff of, I guess, maybe 1980, maybe 1990... Let's just say the smartphone generation, because texting is really where it started, right? And then it kind of moved to social media. But texting, I hate texting. I feel like, you know, texting is for specifics, right? And here's the address. Here's the time.
Yeah.
Let's work through things. But sometimes let's pick up the phone and kind of work through this. Some people won't even do that. They're like, just text me.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't flesh out a conversation like that. And then you put the mask on the people. Then you quarantine them. So what do you think but that is part of the design. They don't want to social people because social people come together and organize.
Yep, that's right. And even now with the kids, they've done the studies that the kids that have been wearing the masks in the schools, which they're bringing back to California, despite all the studies showing they don't work, actually they cause bacterial infection. Oh, now these kids are younger. They're having problems communicating because they're not recognizing facial cues. They're not cueing off of mouth movement, you know, lip movement and all this stuff. And this is well-known, well-researched stuff that we know we use to communicate, even if it's subliminally or subconsciously, and it's all just getting erased.
Yeah, and nobody's speaking up. You know, the one individual I saw spoke up, and I was like, I hope it doesn't go viral because I really like the guy. Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was at his concert.
At his concert. He like, yo, take the mask off. And the funny thing is, I'm black, as you might be able to tell.
No, actually, I was going to ask you, you're a non-Dem black. That's a different classification. You're a non-Dem black because Biden, I don't think you voted for Biden. I mean,
I definitely did not vote.
Okay, so you're a non-Dem black. Because what we have now is we have the white boys, we have the far right Latinas, and we have the non-Dem blacks.
Right.
And we're forming a coalition now.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. But everywhere I look, the people that are masked are who? Older black folks. Older black folks. The boomer generation. Older people who grew up on the TV. When the TV was born, these people were born. It's like, you know how they say in the future, everybody's going to have like an AI assistant robot friend? Oh, no. The boomers were born with it. It was the TV. You thought the radio was cool, but the TV made it really worse. And I think that's some sort of like Nazi brainwash device that the TV's supposed to be or something.
Well,
like
so
that.
The TV was originally invented. I think the guy's name was Farnsworth. It's been a while since I studied this.
Yeah, me too.
But it was in the late 30s, early 40s, and basically they didn't want to bring it to the market until they could bring them images of war. So right towards the end of World War II, I believe it was, is when they put the TV to market after holding it back for years and then putting it to market. And they were doing studies before it went to market using the flicker rates on monkeys to see which flicker rates were the most impressionable, which got the person to want to view the TV more and all this stuff. And then once they ran all those stuff, yeah, Philo Farnsworth. And then once they ran all that stuff, they brought it to market. And then I'll never forget this cartoon of aliens come down from Earth and they have the little beam and there's the thought bubble out of their spaceship and it says, take me to your leader. And then the two people walk out with the TV over their head.
That's where we are. That's where we are. And it kills me. It kills me because I'm somebody who used to be extremely pro-black, right? And the older I get, the less pro-black I become. I just go.
But isn't that a lot of the hoteps, I feel like?
Many. Many. Well, it's very nuanced conversation. That's a whole other story.
For yeah. Day. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's okay. Like, if you want to have groups for whatever is your niche or whatever you're into, like, that's normal stuff. But I think what black people realize is that, wait a second, Democrats, liberals are using this now as a lure to draw me into their politics that hurt me.
Yeah, the Hoteps have recognized that. The Hoteps, yeah. You got to understand that the Hotep community has been ostracized from leftist black media since probably the late 80s, early 90s. In fact, that was the big switch with hip hop. People say they look at hip hop and they go, hip hop's so violent now, it's so bad now. Hip hop used to be Hotep. And then they switched it around, made it about drugs, sex, and violence, blah, blah, blah.
There's a CIA.
There you go. And then now, when you look at the prototypical Hotep dude, they go, oh, that's a Hotep dude. Don't listen to him. Let's write a bunch of smear articles about Hoteps. None of them are accurate. And then that's the game that they play.
Well, because I saw the Uncle Hotep video. I guess it got him banned, or it was the tweet that got him banned. Yeah. And he said, hey, I can't even show a video of Hunter Biden doing crack, but I can go down the block right now and probably find 10 black people that got arrested for crack and spent weeks or months in jail.
Mm-hmm. And get access to crack pipes via...
Oh, it's right there. The government gives it now.
Yeah.
They say, we're not giving them crack pipes. And then you go out there and the guys are like, yeah, this is what I just got right here down the street. It's crack pipe. Mm-hmm. I mean, a needle.
Yeah. I mean, it pains me to see. First of all, I hadn't done a whole lot of research on Hillary Clinton, but I knew the lady was evil. I knew she wasn't no good. I knew what the Haitian people were saying about her. So when she came out to vote, I said, okay, everybody's going to vote for Trump. This should be easy. And I saw people lambasting Trump. I'm like, wait, y'all about to vote for the Wicked Witch of the West?
Just like that.
They go, Uncle Hotep. The Wicked Witch of the West, is that what you're going to do?
That's the power of the media, too, because all these people love Trump. Everybody loved Trump.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he runs for office. Now everyone hates him. He's racist. He's a bigot. He's everything else.
Power of the box, man.
And there it is.
The power of the box. And then we saw it with the mask. Everywhere I look, anytime I see a mask, 90% chance it's a black person.
See, and now, and you were talking about this earlier, here's the new power of the box. Convince you that it's so hot outside because cows are farting or because you're not driving an electric car, which does nothing. So we'll continue this one more segment with Hotep Jesus, the next big lie of the TV. We'll tell you what's coming next.
Films are so important, they're so powerful, and the fact that Alex's War, a documentary about the 28 years of InfoWars, is number 2 on the Apple Store right now, is incredible on pre-sale. The DVD, the film hits theaters, all of it on the 29th. You can pre-order the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't make the film, but we are selling the DVD, Alex's War, exclusively for pre-sale on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps keep us on the air. Everybody needs Alex's War in their archive. It is a very powerful film, very cinematic, brought tears to my eyes. Alex's War, exclusively available, just went on sale hours ago at InfoWarsStore.com. Separately at InfoWarsStore.com, diet pills are the number one bestseller in supplements. We never put one out. For years, we researched the best ingredients, no natural compounds that, in a healthy way, speed up your metabolism and help your immune system. It does the same thing. Plus, it gives you a lot of energy naturally. Diet Force has the strongest concentrates of known patented compounds and natural compounds that just take your entire physiological system to the next level, particularly your immune system and, of course, at the same time, your metabolic system. You need to get Diet Force today to speed up your metabolism and more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's our newest product, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, or as I said, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for over 7 months. Highest level curcuminoids, The next strongest is 75%. Ours is 95%. The leading standard ones are 5%. Those incredible things for your joints, for inflammation, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. When I put out headlines like the globalists must be arrested, their system dismantled now, our billions will die, that moves it 1 second closer on the clock for them to smash me flatter than a pancake. And I'm a tough guy. I got a lot of courage. I'm not going to back down. But I don't enjoy messing with these people. This isn't some macho exercise for me to sit up here and poke these people. They're attacking us. They're not going to stop. And the God I follow spiritually tells me to fight them. We are being assaulted. Our laws are all being violated. Every canon of basic freedom is being crapped on. You know, yesterday, somewhere here in my stack, I covered the rainbow dildo butt monkey. And I saw comments and things and people thinking I made that up. I didn't read half of it. The man had a fake penis on with a fake butt naked with a fake vagina hanging down like a turkey gobbler and fake women's breast. I wouldn't even show it on air. And little kids came up and sat on the dildo at the library. So, you see, it's worse than what I just told you. You want me to show it to you? Our TV stations will take us off air. It's not fit for adults to see. It's only good for five-year-olds. You think they're funding that on purpose because they're playing freaking games? These people ain't playing games. They're gonna kill everybody.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So this is what they do on TV with their propaganda, and that's why the TV is such a necessary tool for any tyrant or anybody that wants to try to control you. Now, this is just, I think it was, we showed this earlier this week. There's about four or five examples of this that have been going viral over the course of the last couple days because they're trying to scare us over climate change. So this is just a map 5 years ago, same part of Europe here, and 5 years ago it was really hot, you see there. Oh, 33 degrees, 34 degrees, 36, 37, and that still wasn't record highs, but that's pretty hot. That's going to be close to 100 degrees, pretty hot for Europe. But then here it is just last month, and it's 24, 25, 28, 132 on the board, but it's all red. See that? It's all red. And they know, just like the bull, the red is the first thing you see, It's like an alert, and it's violence, and it's hot. So they do that. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious that you're being manipulated than that right there.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And all of this for the rapidity of control. For example, we were just talking about the electric cars, and they're pushing the electric cars on people. I like the electric car. I like the Tesla. It looks nice. It's fast.
Some of them are really fast.
Yeah. I like what's the new truck? The Cybertruck?
You like that?
I love that thing.
Looks like a robot designed it.
Yeah, it's super ugly. Oh, I love that ugly, you know.
I wonder how functionable it is.
He said it's supposed to be bulletproof. If it is bulletproof, I definitely need one of those.
But didn't he like hit it with a thing and it like broke? But I mean, like, I don't know how much towing capacity, because that's what real, I mean, you can drive a truck around for fun, but I mean, people that are actually hauling weight, I wonder if it'll be effective. But no, you were getting to the point. The electric car isn't even environmentally responsible.
The electric car, for example, the cost of climate change is the destruction of poor people in a third world nation.
Well, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the cost, which is what we're seeing now. Look at Panama. Look at Ecuador. Look at Sri Lanka. Like, Do they not get that? The elites know that, but the people pushing for this, it's like they don't get it.
They have no idea. They don't know where people are getting cobalt from and all the rest of these supplies that they need to make these electric vehicles, the state-of-the-art batteries. And then how do you dispose of the battery? And then what happens to the environment when you just toss this thing into a landfill? The Tesla's battery is huge.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with this? They don't talk about that. Why? They want the electric cars. What's the name of the movie with Will Smith? I, Robot.
Great film. One of my favorites.
One of my favorites. Absolutely. And what happened in I, Robot? You were not allowed to drive. Also, the other movie with Stallone and Wesley Snipes, Demolition Man. Have you ever seen Demolition Man?
I don't think I have.
Be before your time. Demolition Man.
I'll have to go check it out.
Excellent movie. But it's basically about our life today. Above ground, mainstream, you can't curse, you can't do that. It's very Puritan, and there's underground people who eat beef and, you know, curse, carry on. But you're not allowed to drive, right? You got to have a certain license. But the same thing happens in iRobot. So what happens? They get you an electric vehicle, and then you say something wrong on Twitter, they hit the button, and now you have a warrant for your arrest, and the car is going to take you to the police precinct. Or they just shut it off and say, you know, you can't drive your car. They take away your driving privileges right from there. That's why, for me, if I have an electric vehicle, I am also going to need a gas vehicle. A gas vehicle. I saw a race the other day against gas versus the Tesla, and the Tesla has a very fast start. But then, you know,
once you get up there. and that was the problem they found out. And this is why I think they haven't been able to go to electric trucks on the road, like actual semi-trucks, because the electric trucks, like the Ford F-150, I think is the one they did that was electric. At full towing capacity, it can only go like 68 miles, and then it's done.
Wow.
So, I mean, maybe you can get by with that if you don't have long hauls with a pickup truck. But with a semi-truck, you're talking across the nation to haul, you know, tons of goods. There's no way.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to have the AI driving those things.
Well, Amazon did announce they're about to have drones. I think they're going to launch it in Austin, actually. Guys, look that up. I think Amazon said they're going to launch their drone delivery program in Austin. So can you imagine looking up and packages buzzing around?
Well, if you go look at the patent, there's a patent and they have a blimp. See if you can find the patent for Amazon blimp. It's like a drone blimp. And basically this blimp, this mothership, is going to live in the sky. And then out of the mothership in the sky comes the mini drones, and then they drop down and they deliver the drones.
Did they do like the CGI? Either they did it or someone else did it, but it's like, it's like this. There it is. And then it's like all these drones. It's like a science fiction movie. It's like all these drones pouring out.
Yes. And then that'll be their distribution center, their warehouse center.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So they have the blimp and all the little drones will come out and they'll make the deliveries and they'll go back into the blimp. That's the world we're headed into. You're going to see drones all over the sky.
I think that's probably inevitable. And I mean, I'm not even principled against this. I'm not a Luddite. I don't mind technology. But we have to understand as we go into this, it can't be built to entertain an AI lifestyle. It can't be built to function an AI civilization because that's it. We're done.
Your best friend is going to be an AI bot. There's an app right now somewhere in the App Store. I saw an advertisement for it says, hey, download your new friend. And it's just an AI robot. And you get to pick the voice and what it looks like.
I had a Tamagotchi. Do you remember those?
I remember those.
I did have a Tamagotchi. Does that count?
Tamagotchi is where the original best.
I don't know if the Tamagotchi counts, really. It wasn't much of a friend.
But that was kind of fun. Like,
You got to watch it. He pooped, too. You had to scoop it up. You know, you thought you were cool with your little digital pet. Yeah. But you know, that was kind of the intro to the whole digital realm, caring about what's in the digital realm, what's in the virtual realm. But, yeah, I mean, now they have, can you imagine what's going to happen when they, like, are constantly pushing sex bots? I mean, these guys that already don't leave their house, I mean, I don't even, like, they're going to die, and you're going to go in there, like, 5 years later, and you're going to see things that should not be seen. That's going to happen.
Poor robot. Feel bad for the robot.
What about robot rights? Is that robot consenting to that?
There's a game called Detroit exactly about that, because that's what the left is going to talk about next. We need rights for robots.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I saw people saying, yeah, the AI bot, her right there. They said, yeah, that's sexy. People would buy that.
What?
I think people are buying that. Yeah.
Oh, people are definitely buying it. It probably will cost you like 30 grand or something, though.
The undesirable men in our society who have not found ways to become valuable to women. And women, they had now this new stock of women. They look at men as toys and something to be picked up. They have no idea of the true value of a man, right? The building of a relationship with a man, they have no desire for that. They'd rather have 4 or 5 or 10 that they date and use this one for food, this one for trips, that one for that. But ultimately, it's going to leave them extremely unhappy. But this is the reduction of the importance of masculinity.
Well, and that, you know, that kind of ties into, because you see it in pop culture now with Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, and I guess even, you know, Nicki Minaj in a way. But it was kind of like they wanted to do this role reversal where it was like, hey, you know, men rap about pimping hoes and having all the women. Like, we're going to do the same thing about men. And really, that's just creating a toxic environment altogether.
Yeah. Instead of rectifying how
men... Is that Nancy Pelosi? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a Pelosi featured in the video.
Instead of allowing men to rectify their wrongs in dealing in debauchery and lechery, they go and do the same thing. And we know it's because of the big studios at Sony and Universal. That's what they want.
Well, yeah. I mean, they pay the checks.
Right. But that's the new thing. Yeah, women, let's use men. Let's treat them as if they're just tools for, you know, our happiness.
You know, one more thing, too, before we let you go, because I've always wondered this. There was an interview that Kelly Clarkson, I guess she has a TV show now, she's doing with Kevin Hart. And she tells Kevin, she says, I think she was even asking him. She was like, you know, Kevin, I've been offered millions of dollars to do things I didn't want to do. And it makes it really hard, right? And Kevin, like, he's like, oh, he's like, hey,
yeah.
Literally, like right in the middle. And she's like, oh, what? She's like, oh, don't talk about it? He's like, no, say whatever you want. And he's just like, yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, look, they already found it.
What? I missed this.
Like, I think there's different levels of selling out.
Yes.
Like, you can sell out to reach a certain level of fame and fortune, but not go all the way.
Right. Yeah. So to go all the way, you'd have to go full whoopee, right? The whole view, that type of situation. And they're trying to reach that next level. So that's what they have to do. But you got people like Kevin who's like, all right, I'm not going to go all the way, but I want to keep the money flowing, but I'm not going to say, don't wear your mask or don't get jabbed. They just fall in line.
Yeah. Yeah. They won't promote all the propaganda, but they'll fall in line with a lot of it. But yeah. Or I look at like the Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, like, oh, all their kids are transgender now. Oh, and now he's in every commercial. And now she's in every commercial. That's how it works. Hey, Hotep Jesus, great stuff. We're going to see him tomorrow at the premiere of Alex's War. So glad to have you in town for that, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, bro.
Be right back. I know that I have insurance I can eat. I know that if stuff goes down, my neighborhood will be okay. And, you know, you don't even really like talking about this stuff because it's way too real. And then you kind of go into that in your mind about how bad it would get, and you just don't even want to go there, you know? So I get it. I understand why people don't want to get emergency food supplies. I understand why people don't want to get prepared for a worse situation or have a bug-out bag or what have you. I get it. You don't even want to have to go down that road of thought in your mind and imagine what it would be like and what you would need to do or what you would need to have to survive. So we want to take a little bit of the stress off of you, and maybe you don't have to think about it so much because we thought about it and we built preparetoday.com. You're stressing. What do I get? What should I get for emergency food? I just don't know. What do I do? There's got to be other things I need just besides food. It can't just be food. I mean, what about water? How do I cook the food? We've considered it all, folks. We've considered it all. You know, it's well known InfoWars has been in the emergency preparedness game for years. And of course, warning people for years. So, I mean, yeah, we're the top experts here. But it's not just us. We teamed up with the other top experts and we said, hey, and let's put it all on one site, a one-stop shop for emergency preparedness. That's what we've done. It's preparetoday.com. You can do your own shopping if you want, folks, but I'm telling you, we already did it. We did the shopping. We had the best prices, the best quality, all in one spot. PrepareToday.com. The emergency food, the emergency water, the emergency supplies. It's the one-stop shop. And you'll go there and you'll say, why didn't I think of that if there's an emergency? Of course I'll need that. Of course I'll need this. So it's more than just the emergency food, but the emergency food is obviously the imperative. And so preparetoday.com, ladies and gentlemen.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.